Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Bose is moving into Boston. The audio technology company has announced that it's moving part of its workforce from Framingham to Boston Landing in Brighton. A spokeswoman says it is a desirable location and easy to access by public transportation and the highway. Now, Bose is just the latest suburban company to open up offices in the city. There's a long list: Reebok, PTC, Autodesk, Converse, LogMeIn, and of course GE, which left Connecticut and moved to Boston Seaport for its world headquarters. So, is this a trend? Joining me now to discuss is Asma Khalid. She leads WBUR's business and technology team, Bostonomics. Hello, Asma.
Hi, Magna. I love that you say, is it a trend? Doesn't it usually take three? I feel like there's quite a few
more. You're right. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So yes, it is a trend. Bill Littlefield says like 2 is a trend. So 7. Okay, what's driving this trend then?
So Magna, I would say there's kind of 3 main factors. One is talent, and you hear this from pretty much every company that I spoke to talks about the talent workforce that they're able to access being closer to Boston and Cambridge, specifically because of the educational institutions. The second is the accessibility to public transportation. Yeah. And the third is just there's a sort of focus on a new workplace culture of collaboration, and that tech nowadays looks very different than tech 20 years ago, and there's a lot more open source, a lot more collaboration, a lot more sort of meetups between companies. And I spoke specifically to this recruiting firm called Winter Wyman about this trend. They've been helping companies find workers for decades. Mm-hmm. And Ben Hicks is this guy who handles the company's tech search division. He told me that they actually just closed out their fiscal year in September. And when they did that, they looked at all the data based on geography.
I see.
And for this past year, for the companies that they were hiring for, 40% of the jobs were in downtown Boston. Another 20+% were in Cambridge, essentially Kendall Square.
Wow.
I mean, that means you're talking about, right, over 60% of the tech jobs are in this Boston-Cambridge area. And he told me as a comparison, he was with the company 20 years ago. And back then, maybe like 5% of tech jobs were in the urban core of Boston.
A huge shift then.
Okay. A huge, huge shift. And, you know, if we compare that, right, to many years ago, I think that really the focus on tech jobs used to be along Route 128. And he told me that this is a steady trend that he's been seeing for a number of years. And a lot of it is, as I described, it's about the talent workforce and the fact that a lot of 20s and 30 millennial folks live in this area. They don't necessarily have access to a car, nor do they want to work out in like Woburn or Framingham.
Okay. In that case, let me just ask you more about talent, though, because I suppose millennials, I'm not going to speak about them as a monolithic group because they're not. They're definitely not. But I mean, how long does the attraction of the urban core last is another way of me asking.
How long?
Who knows, right?
I mean, I think that's a really interesting question. I think that, you know, Winter Wyman's folks told me that they saw this trend. They sort of started to notice it, I think he said, about 10 years ago. It's been a steady increase. And he doesn't see the pendulum shifting back to the suburbs for now, at least, because it's really been a sort of lifestyle change. And I would say that this is something I consistently heard from the companies that I spoke with, that really talent is centered around Boston and Cambridge. And, you know, this isn't necessarily a factor for your senior executives, but it is when you're looking at your sort of mid-level managers, certainly your entry-level employees. I heard this from someone at LogMeIn told me that this was a huge factor. And then I spoke also with Eric Snow. He's the senior vice president of corporate marketing at PTC. It's a software company. And they're moving from Needham to the Seaport. In fact, they're in the process of constructing that office now. And he said that as a company, they wanted to be closer to where the innovation is happening. And he sees that as Boston.
We are in a very competitive marketplace in the software industry and technology generally. And we believe that being in an urban location will assist with both attracting new employees that we're looking for, as well as giving existing employees a reason to stick around.
Okay. So we talked about talent and where maybe the talent wants to be. Dive a little bit more into some of the other things that you mentioned about why companies see moving into the city as
sort
a benefit.
Of culture, right, and collaboration. So I spoke with someone at Reebok, and Reebok, you know, has this, it's sort of in the past now, had this massive 60-plus acre campus in Canton. It was complete with soccer fields and whatnot, right? It was this really sort of traditional suburban campus. And this fall, they also moved to Boston. And I spoke with Matt O'Toole about this shift. He's the president of Reebok Brand. And he described this sort of cultural shift in general that companies are making. I should say, Megan, I spoke with him when he was in a security line at the Munich airport. So this phone quality is not awesome. But let's hear what he had to say.
Companies are realizing how interconnected they are to other businesses and the need to be, I think, much more collaborative. And I think it's difficult to do that in a more cloistered environment.
And Meghna, he candidly pointed out that, look, he said, you know, our competitors are here. New Balance, Converse, and you feed off of each other. And this is something I heard from a number of other tech companies, right? This idea that you really want to be where other companies are. I spoke with Dina Upton. She's the director of people and talent at LogMeIn. LogMeIn, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're a software company as well. They essentially kind of give you remote secure access, right, to your computer and other devices. And they are one of these companies that actually moved to Boston a few years ago. So a bit, you could say, kind of on the early...
A little ahead of the curve.
2013. Yeah. And she said that a big part of this is the fact that you're around these other companies. It allows you to sort of be this hub for meetups. It allows you to be tapping into sort of the ecosystem, right? When there's after work meetups, when there's coding sessions, everything like that. And she says maybe also LogMeIn can be this kind of hub so that employees who might be interested would come to the company and figure out what to do, and maybe they would be interested in the company. They used to be based out in Woburn, and she says that just never happened, you know, right? You had to drive to get to Woburn. And then what I love, Meghna, she gave me really all these incredibly intellectual reasons for moving. But then she also says that city living is just really a better lifestyle, and she specifically spoke about the food and dining options. She said Woburn just didn't have that.
It was an office park, yep. So I mean, basically, like, if you wanted to go anywhere to lunch, you had to get in your car, drive underneath the highway to get to a couple of restaurants. And so you're constantly, you know, you're not going miles, but you're at least, you can't walk underneath the overpass to get to a decent restaurant. Where here, there's tons of places to just walk out.
Okay, I have some strong reactions to that. I mean,
she gave me a lot of other reasons.
I'm sympathetic,
just loved this.
But like, Woburn has good restaurants. Shout out to Woburn. But to her larger point, and really, I wanted to ask you about this. I get it. Like, there's a lot of pluses to urban living, but particularly in Greater Boston right now. I mean, like, some of the minuses are you can't have a yard, right? Like, you can't afford more than one bedroom.
It is. It's expensive.
Whereas you can do that in the suburbs. That quality of life is still available.
No, that is valid. And I think that even when you're talking about companies, right, cost is a major challenge. And so we've seen some of these larger companies make the move. But you don't see this necessarily with software companies. I mean, right, Ben Hicks, who I mentioned earlier, he leads that software tech search division for the recruiting firm Winter Wyman. He says that, you know, even though a good 60%+ of jobs that they are hiring for between Boston and Cambridge, that actually back in 2015, it was closer to 70%. Mm-hmm. And he says that, you know, maybe what they're starting to see could be a bit of a leveling off. And he says that could be because of rents.
Affordable real estate in the city, because of the movement into the city over the last 5 years, has become harder to come by and more expensive. Because so much of the tech hiring is small companies and startups, they have a very defined budget, right? They can't go out and have the most expensive or the fanciest office space. So I think that's where we've seen it level out a little bit.
And, you know, Megan, mm-hmm. he is really cautious. He doesn't want to say that we're seeing this pendulum shift back by any means. But it is this sense that for some companies, it's very circular, right? The more companies move to Boston, the more expensive rent becomes, the more sort of inaccessible it
it's
becomes.
It's a feedback loop.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely. I'm curious, though. I mean, speaking of that feedback loop, I mean, this all sounds really great for Boston, Cambridge, you know, for the urban core. But if you're one of those suburbs that used mm-hmm. to be the home to all of these workers and employees, like, it's got to be kind of a tough time to lose all of that.
I would imagine it is very worrisome, right?
Yeah.
And I would say candidly, Megna, I haven't spoken, right, to folks out, say, in Woburn or Framingham, even Andover. But you've got to think that the idea of sort of basing your economy off of a traditional sort of suburban office park is just not necessarily a winning strategy. You have to sort of diversify out your economy. I think what we might see, and I'll be curious to see how this plays out, are sort of those mid-level suburbs, right? Like,
right.
If you think about TripAdvisor, a couple of years ago, they decided to build out their main office headquarters in Needham, right? So it's a sort of middle, like, mid-level place, right? It's not this idea of going way out there, but it's also not really here in the sort of urban core of Boston. And what I think is interesting is my understanding is the company thought, okay, well, this is accessible to our suburban employees, and they were running shuttles then from Cambridge mm-hmm. for their sort of mm-hmm. urban core millennials who may want to live here can also get out to that campus.
Helping them get out to work. Okay, so maybe that's a glimpse of how some of the suburbs may be dealing with this transition. But to get back to Boston, I mean, how is this trend going to affect Boston's future, you think?
Well, I mean, Meghna, you know as well as I do that in the recent elections, we found out that really affordable housing was probably
It'll
the
make
most
more
important
yeah.
issue. And I do think as we see more and more companies moving here, it will, right? Because they have to house their employees somewhere. I mentioned to you PTC, right? PTC is building up this massive complex in the seaport. They're anticipating that they're going to have, I think, around 1,000 employees here. I mean, say GE moved in a number of employees, Amazon. As more and more of these companies move to the urban core, certainly their employees are going to be receiving salaries that make this affordable housing really different. We're talking about affordability than, say, somebody who's working perhaps more of a service job.
Yeah. And we managed to get through that entire conversation without talking about what happens if Amazon actually does land its HQ2 here. Well, Asma Khalid, the head of WBUR's Bostonomics team, talking to us about this trend of companies formerly headquartered or located in and around Route 128 moving into the urban core. Really fascinating, Asma. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.